cutting off the priest's servant's ear. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Bible stories. Cutting off the priest's servant's ear. The story of Jesus and Judas and the betrayal is a story that has caught the imagination of many people throughout the years. And Peter, who was the right hand of Jesus, was always standing by and wanting to be helpful. And Jesus said, "His kingdom cometh not by the sword, but by the word." And somehow, the disciples missed hearing this. And so, when Judas gave the fatal kiss to Jesus, and the priests had the soldiers ready to take Jesus away, Peter was very angry with the priests for doing this, and he struck out with a sword. Now, why he would be carrying a sword is very interesting. But he struck out with a sword that he had, and he cut off the ear of the priest's servant. Now, you can be sure he would never have cut off the priest's ear, because then he would have been in great trouble. But to cut off the ear of the servant was sort of an act of making a statement. And in making that statement, it was not too serious a statement. Well, now Jesus took it as a very serious statement. He said, "We do not use the sword." And forthwith he spoke his word, and then the ear was back on the servant's head. None the worse for wear. Probably a little tripped by the experience, but none the worse for wear. Now, what does that mean to us today in this day and age? Well, in this day and age, we also have the idea of war. We also have the idea of violence. We also have the idea of control by force. And as we go by the control by force, we're missing the point of the peaceful attitude that Jesus taught to all the people all the time. He taught peace, a peace that passeth all understanding. He taught peace among peoples. He said, "I did not come to be the ruler of a kingdom. I came to be the way shower. I came to show the way to peace everlasting." And yet, his own disciples missed the point. What is in the heart of you and me? In our hearts is peace. In our hearts is love, and unconditional love. And there are times that we get angry. There are times that we get frightened and we get upset. We lose our temper. If we had a sword, we would probably do as Peter had done. But then there's come a time now, and this is what the teachings of Jesus are all about. There's come a time that we must put aside the sword, put aside the violence, put aside all that is unlike the peace that he would bring to us, and live in that consciousness of peace. Now, interestingly, later when Jesus said that Peter would deny him three times before the morning cock crowed, as Peter was standing around the fire warming himself, the people said, "Aren't you one of Jesus' followers?" And Peter said, "No, I am not." And then the servant, who was the relative of the servant who had his ear cut off and heard the whole story and knew all about it, said, "Oh, but you were with Jesus today when he was taken in custody." And Peter again denied it. You see, when we live by violence, we live in fear. We live with a dualistic attitude, and we want to cut off that which offends us. And Peter would probably like to cut Judas's head off, but it wasn't the proper thing to do. And Judas was merely trying to say to Jesus, come on, show us that you really are the King of the Jews, that you really are this miraculous being who is untouchable and who has such a glorious Father that stands beside you under all circumstances. But that was not the story that Jesus had to tell. That was not the teaching that he had to tell. And so he returned the ear of the servant, and he was taken into custody, and he was put to his final test. And all the while, his disciples, too, were put to their final test. Would they stand by violence, or would they stand by peace? And this has been the Christian motto throughout all time. We have moved away from it through the Crusades and other times where we picked up the sword again. And this is not the teaching of Jesus. The teaching of Jesus is peace. The teaching of Muhammad is peace. The teaching of Buddha is peace. The teaching of all great religious and philosophical leaders throughout all time is peace. And now, that is our teaching too. Think about these things. They're quite lovely. It's not cutting off the ear, nor is it putting it back, but it is dwelling in peace at all times, under all circumstances. Have yourself a wonderful day, and know that you dwell in peace when you dwell in the reality of who you are, the oneness, the allness, now. I love you. I love you. I love you.